Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Congratulations, Emmy nomination number 3. My fingers crossed that third time is a charm for you, and you'll come home with the gold.
Oh, thank you. I know I have everything crossed. I really hope so, too.
Gold would go so nicely with those tanned faces of Palm Royale. That golden glow that you created. Yes. Looking at what all of you did, the work that you and Karen did, team that up with Alex's incredible fashion, John's amazing production design with the set dressing, this truly is immersive. And one of the quickest ways that we could have been taken out of the immersion is if any one of these pieces was not coordinated, was not synergistic and cohesive. And that includes the makeup, because that was such a specific era for makeup and what women, how they were, making up their faces. I watched this and I could pull out any picture of my mother from 1968, 69, 70, and Evelyn's blue eyeshadow would be there, the pink lipstick would be there, 5 cans of hairspray would be there, but it was a very specific look. You guys nailed it right down to the skin, the eyelashes, and God help us, that blue eyeshadow. Right up to the eyebrow.
My God, thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
Obviously, everybody was influenced by Slim Aaron's photographs of the era. But even those photos, they don't get into the real nitty-gritty of the makeup. And I find it interesting that you're nominated for the Outstanding Period or Fantasy Sci-Fi Makeup. A lot of people aren't going to realize that there is a big difference between contemporary makeup, prosthetic makeup, period makeup. So talk to me, explain your perception of the difference of the period makeup from what would be something contemporary that's set in 2024.
Right. I mean, we're fortunate because, or unfortunate, that I think the lines are a little blurred because this look is slightly popular right now as well. So I think you're right. People do get misconstrued if it's period or not. I do think, though, like you said, with all of the elements, Alex's costumes and John's amazing sets, it's hard to neglect the fact that it is period. But with that said, there are differences. The lashes, the liner is slightly thicker, a different curve to it. Where right now, contemporary eyeliner is a bit more straight, a bit more Amy Winehouse, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So the curve of it, the shape of it, some of the products that we used were different to achieve those looks. Using a cake liquid eyeliner instead of a pen or a pencil, and the colors, just the opacity of the colors, the sheen of the tan, the cheeks, the placement of the cheeks. There's subtle differences for all of it.
Mm-hmm. And that really, that's the polish on the portraits that we're seeing with every frame of the 10-episode series. Where do you even start? When Abe comes to you and says, "All right, Trisha, I want you," where do you start? Did you have, because I know you submitted episode 101, which I think was a brilliant, the first episode, brilliant choice, because we really meet everybody.
That's one of the reasons why I did it. Thank God you are just, I'm loving everything that you have picked up on. I liked that episode specifically because that was our introduction to the women and the club and Ricky and the world. And I just thought it was a really good depiction of all of them.
Yeah, and we really get to see the differences in some of the background players and their makeup. They're not as tanned, they're not as polished, but it also sets the stage so we can see the transition of some of these women, most notably Julia Duffy's character, over the course.
Isn't she great?
Oh my God. I mean, you and Karen obviously had a blast in transforming
Yeah.
Julia's character. But also,
I mean, when I saw her in the first episode, when she came out and got in the pool, I was just like, you have my heart, Julia. I just fell in love with that character.
but it also sets us up so that you actually get to do transformative makeup on Carol Burnett because we do see her in the first episode.
Oh, yes.
It's one thing to make somebody up when they're lying there in a darkened room in a coma and then ultimately lead them all the way to the beach ball looking totally glamorous and worth $1 million. So,
Right, and all of those wonderful flashbacks. I know that wasn't in my episode, but her makeup artist, Marja Webster, has been doing her for years, and she did such an amazing job. And she was so collaborative with me that she was so open to anything that I suggested or showed her. And it was everybody that was on the team was just so wonderful and respectful of each other and just had so much fun being able to create. Abe gave us no limits, no rules. And he just really just loved everything that we were doing. So it was so nice to have that freedom.
now, you're department head for makeup, but obviously your team, everybody is assigned certain characters that they're working on. You, of course, have Kristen. So, in addition to developing looks for the characters that you're responsible for, you have to oversee everything. Lucky you. How did you go about breaking it down for the individual characters to so that there was a cohesiveness among the makeup and working with your individual
Well,
team members?
we wanted a cohesiveness, but we also wanted each character to be different. And
Yeah.
that's why I think when you have different makeup artists bringing their own style and aesthetic to it as well, really helps with that aesthetic. So because not everyone in a club or in your friend group is going to be exactly the same, but there's going to be a commonality. So that's really what we were trying to achieve, and I think we really pulled it off. Alice's character, Marie Freddie, was her makeup artist, and she did such an amazing job with her. I mean, just the skin texture she got and the eye colors, it was just amazing. We would look at her costumes, and we would just, talk about what she got, and it was just great. It was just wonderful. I can't sing enough praises about my team.
Allison Janney as Evelyn could have been my mother stepping right out of the screen in 1969, right down to Alex's fabrications on her clothes, the colors, just nailed it. Nailed it.
Fabulous. Your mother sounds amazing.
Well, we won't use that word, but she always thought of herself as being trendy in that way. The problem was that she got stuck with her hair and makeup in 1969 and 1970 and never went out of that mode.
Esmeralda and Bewitched were a big influence for her character.
Oh, and Dora.
We'll say
And
that.
oh, Agnes Moorhead's
Yes.
character. Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously,
Yes.
taking the eyeshadow all the way up to the eyebrow and the vibrancy of the color. Now, is it fair to say the common denominator amongst all the main principals was tan
Yes.
skin. That's the common denominator, but they all had different degrees of tanning.
Yes. Yes. The only one that didn't, well, Mindy and Julia did not tan, but Julia loves her pale skin, and she's such a pretty woman. So Julia did not tan, nor did Mindy, but all of the other ladies did to a slight degree.
With Kristen going further than I think most, yes. Yeah, you.
Kristen had a very rigorous tanning schedule, and she was very good about it. And much discussion has gone in to the tan of season two.
And what I find interesting is that you have to look at Kristen's character of Maxine, and she is coming from rural Podunkville, and there she's probably been streaking her hair, spraying sun in, peroxide, to get blonder streaks on the blonde. She's laying out in the yard, putting baby oil on her, and now she comes down to Palm Beach and wants to be glamorous. So she's going to have that darker tone anyway. And so she kind of, I'm watching her character, and she really was still always has like one foot in her past, as hard as she's trying.
Absolutely. You can't take the pageant girl out. You know, get rid of that little aspect of the pageant girl. So yeah, everything was a little extra, a little over the top.
Was everybody, were you doing tanning beds? Were you doing the spray tan stuff?
Obviously, spray tan.
Obviously not the ones from 1969 that turned the skin orange, though.
Right. No. Definitely not. Yes. Kristen got a tan once a week. She did it, you know, religiously every weekend. And then some of the BG, the background artists, we would tan there. I had a, you know, little mobile pop-up tanning set up that we would tan them the day or a couple days before they would shoot. So, yeah, there was a lot that went into it. The nails, the tan, yeah, the facial hair on the men. Yeah, it was really good.
Well, now talk to me about the nails, because everybody had a different type of nail.
Yes. With Kristen, we went with the pretty long almond shaped, slightly pink frosted nail. And then the other ladies, they had a little more freedom. Kristen being in she was in everything.
Yeah.
You know, from first in to last out. So it was a little harder to switch her up. So we wanted the core Maxine. Even though she went in and got manicures from Bitsy, we wanted the core Maxine to have her signature nail. And she was trying to keep up with the Evelyns and, you know, the Leslie Bibb character and, you know, all of that. So she wanted to have a very similar nail to the ladies. So we kept the shape and the length very similar in all of the ladies. But the ladies like Evelyn and Claudia's character changed her nails quite a bit. But the other one stayed pretty much the same, but always in the same shape.
I'm curious, what nail polish were you using?
Kristen, we had to blend a color. Her color was blended from a few colors, but it was like a very sheer light pink.
So it's not off the rack.
No, not off the rack.
How much of a problem was heat for you in terms of the makeup? Because I know you shot all over. You were in Palm Beach. You were in L.A. So how much of a problem was the heat in terms of dripping, smearing, eyelash glue staying on? Because you've got to keep them all looking so fresh, because God help if any of those ladies would have broken out in a sweat.
Well, and I don't know, some people don't know this too, but when you are doing spray tans, it's kind of like a layer it doesn't allow your skin to breathe as much either. So it does cause a little bit more problems with that. So it's one more level difficulty that we had to add to our show. But we didn't have a huge problem with it, except for the exteriors, like at the golf course and the tennis court. The tennis court, I think, was the hottest day of the year, and poor Bibbs was just she was just melting, and she had so much sunscreen on, and it was just a lot of upbeat. So yeah, Marissa Lafayette did her makeup, and she did a great job chasing that. It was a difficult day.
How many touch-ups were you guys doing on the ladies and the guys on these hot days to keep them looking so fresh?
A lot of touch-ups. Yeah, no, a lot of touch-ups. And it, you know, there's an art to that too, because you can't just powder. Then they just look like a made-up mess. There's a definite art to it, and a multitude of different products. So, and the layering of it all. So it's definite art, but a lot of touch-up. We were definitely on them. A lot of manpower. We were all over our actors.
You said a key word here, manpower.
Yes.
The men obviously do not need as much work as the women, I don't think. Were there any particular challenges in doing the makeup for the guys here? You've got Josh, one of the handsomest guys around, Ricky Martin.
Another equally handsome man around.
Yes.
Yeah, Ricky has a lot of tattoos and that we covered. And so, particularly like for the bathing suit scenes and things like that, he was pretty much in full tattoo coverage, his whole torso and arms, legs. So that was a challenge in the heat, keeping that on and looking, you know, so natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kenny Niederbommer did his tattoo cover on that, and it was amazing. And then Josh also went through, because he was also shooting Yellowstone, so his sideburns were a challenge. So when we had the flashback scenes for the 40s, we actually had to cover those with a small prosthetic piece because we couldn't cut them. So that's a little probably fun fact that most people don't notice in the episodes.
Personally, I would have cut the sideburns and then let Yellowstone apply hair.
Yes, we were trying to save him from that because he had spent so much time growing them out. So, and I think it turned out amazing, and I don't think you would ever notice unless I called your attention.
Without you telling me, I never would have guessed that. Never.
Yeah, good. Perfect.
All the guys, and you had so many guys that you were working on.
Yeah.
Was there a different mantra for makeup for the men than from the ladies?
Yeah, it's a lot sheerer. We don't want to see makeup on our men, but we do want them to look that you know, Palm Beach perfection. So they all have a bit of makeup on, but we don't want to see it. So, you know, sheer coverage, you know, eyebrows, facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's mustache is one of my favorites.
Oh, God. That's... Now, did he grow that for the show?
He did.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's so much fun. His character is just the best.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. So, overall, what would you say was the most challenging aspect of bringing these characters to life through the makeup arts?
I think the most challenging part for us is that we were so spread out, and there were so many of us, so communication was a huge part of it. We had three different base camps a lot of times. We shot at Paramount, which I love shooting at. It's such a, you know, old Hollywood classic studio, but it's a very small lot, and so we had three different base camps. So you know, we definitely all got our steps in, and, you know, a lot of communication was necessary just to get everything very cohesive. That's where, you know, the team is just working together, and we all have known each other for years, so it gelled. And when you have a good team, then it can work. But if you don't, I think you'd just be fighting it for the entire season. So we were very fortunate, very fortunate.
Do you say this is one of the bigger projects over the course of your 35-year career, one of the bigger projects that you have spearheaded and worked on? Because I know you've worked on some big stuff.
It seems like they just keep getting bigger. And I'm hoping that's due to my experience, and I'm here for it.
I think back to the Long Kiss Goodnight and the makeup work and the work that you did. Still one of my favorite movies.
Aww.
And I think of all the work, the blood work that you had to do on Gina's character.
Yeah.
And the pale skin, she's transforming with the bleach blonde hair, the dark, dark makeup. Really incredible job. But
thank you.
Coming right on up through Doctor Strange and WandaVision and doing Elizabeth's makeup. In WandaVision, you get to go through decades.
Yes, so that was so fun.
So that pushed your limit.
Fun.
That prepared you for Palm Royale. That prepared you.
It did. I think that WandaVision and Casino, I think, prepared me for WandaVision.
Where do you go from here? You are doing season two, I trust?
Yes. Yes, I am.
How are you going to top this? You've done the Marvel world. I mean, is there anything big out there, such as a musical or something, that you would like to do at this point?
I want to continue with, I do love the period stuff. I would love to tackle more period work and big shows like this. I really, really love what I do, and I love solving problems, and I love creating, you know, a look and bringing something to life for a creator. And when you have somebody that's so great like Abe, you know, if I could continue working with people like him, I would be very happy.
Well, I know I'm looking forward shortly to seeing Saturday Night, for which you are the makeup head. So
yes, thank you. Yes, that was a big undertaking as well.
Well, I am anxious to see that, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you about that one too.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
Tricia, this has been so lovely getting to chat with you about Palm Royale. And again, congratulations on the nomination. My fingers are crossed for Palm Royale to have a clean sweep, especially with all the crafts awards, because that's really what makes this show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate you noticing all the details of all of our work. That just really warms my heart. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Tricia. And hopefully we'll chat again sooner rather than later.
Yes, I hope so.
Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful day.